John chapter 18, verses 28 through 32, read as follows. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourself and judge him by your own law." The Jews said to him, "It's not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. My friends, thank you for being with us as we celebrate Good Friday. Celebrate? Yes. The word means to remember with thanksgiving. Easter Sunday, with all the hope inspired by the resurrection, is a fact of history, but it was necessarily preceded by Crucifixion Friday, another fact of history, a melancholy fact, a depressing fact, but a necessary fact of history, if there ever was one. It is right for us to remember this. It's right for us to remember this with thanksgiving and to remember the death he died, in particular, the kind of death he died. And between these two facts of history, crucifixion and resurrection, are formed the basis for the gospel message, the good news that is the central teaching of the Christian faith. For it is by believing this good news that Jesus died, that Jesus was buried, and that he was raised from the dead. It's by believing this simple message that we may have our sins forgiven and receive the gift of eternal life. Now, as I just read, after Jesus was arrested in Gethsemane, he was taken to the religious leaders where the high priest questioned him, and they then sent him to the political leader, the Roman political leader, Pontius Pilate. Religion and politics, those two topics of controversy. If you want to get into an argument, just bring up one or the other. The religion of the Jews, and let us not forget that Jesus was a Jew, and the politics of Rome, with Pontius Pilate as governor, both of them, religion and politics, figure in this event, the crucifixion of Jesus, the central and most important event in the history of mankind. We know that Jesus transcends both religion and politics ultimately, but in the short run, these two came together to crucify him. Nevertheless, in back of both religion and politics, in quiet providence, lay the very hand of God. In the brief passage that we read, early in the morning, Pilate has been disturbed. Caiaphas and his entourage has brought Jesus to him. They can't come into his headquarters, so he goes out to them, and he is not pleased. What's the accusation? Well, if he wasn't evil, we wouldn't have brought him. It's not exactly an answer to his question. Pilate knows it's a matter for them. It's about their laws, about their customs. So he says, take him and judge him by your own law. Well, it's not lawful for us to put anyone to death. Translation, we want him dead. That's the outcome we seek. And we can't do that. We want you to do that. But then John tells us this important point. He says that this all was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. You see, according to the law of Moses, the Jewish method of execution was stoning. The Roman method of execution was crucifixion. You say, okay, but did it really matter what kind of death he would die? Oh, yes, it mattered what kind of death he was going to die. Excuse me. John said this exchange between Pilate and the Jewish leaders was to fulfill what Jesus had spoken. And what had he spoken? Just a few days earlier, Jesus said to the crowd in John chapter 12, he said, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. What kind of death? Well, it was a death that involved him being lifted up from the earth. And earlier than this, in John chapter 3, Jesus said that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. The Son of Man be lifted up. Moses in the wilderness, at the direction of God, put a bronze serpent on a pole and lifted it up. And all of the Israelites who had been bitten by fiery serpents and were dying, if they looked in faith up on that serpent on the pole that was lifted up, they would be healed. Jesus appropriated that Old Testament figure and applied it to himself. Lifted up in crucifixion according to the Roman method of execution by the Romans, the Roman Empire, the dominant world civilization at the time, because that would ensure the widest possible exposure of this event. It would not be limited to a mere spat among Jews who could not get along. No, the Romans had to be dragged into this. He had to be lifted up on a Roman cross, not buried under a barrage of mere Jewish stones. He had to be publicly executed for all to see in the most public way. Have you ever considered the fact that the cross was a public event? The fact of the crucifixion was a public event open to the eyes of everyone, but by contrast, the resurrection was only seen by the eyes of faith. Have you ever considered that? The Romans who carried out the execution of Jesus and the Jews who apprehended, condemned, and delivered him over to those Gentiles, both Jews and Gentiles and his followers, all of them saw the public, brutal execution of Jesus by crucifixion. And down through history, whether secular history or sacred history, no one has doubted the historical fact of the crucifixion. Apart from an oddball here and there, it was a spectacular death. And by that I mean it was a spectacle. It was a miscarriage of justice. Even Pilate said three times, I find no guilt in this man. Three times. Crucifixion itself was appalling in its gore. It was unparalleled in its devilish cruelty, in its tortuous agony. And this kind of death was all by design. It was the kind of death that he said he had to die, lifted up in this way. So horrible was this event that even the Son that he had created, the Son that was created by the Son, would hide from the sight. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in, when Christ, the mighty maker, died for man, the creature's sin. The crucifixion was such an overwhelming and public event that the cross has become the dominant symbol of the Christian faith. But while the cross was a public event, the resurrection was not. It was seen only by the eyes of faith. So that on Sunday morning when he rose from the dead, it was to a simple woman, Mary, a simple believing woman. You know, if Jesus had wanted to score political or religious points, he would not have appeared to Mary in private, but perhaps to Pilate in his bedroom, or to Caiaphas and the Jewish leaders in the Sanhedrin, and said, "I'm back." But Jesus didn't do that, did he? Jesus appeared to Mary, and then to his disciples, and then to others who had been given to him by God, to those who were his, to those who had eyes of faith to see the resurrection. Question: are you one of his? Do you have eyes of faith? Do you believe that he rose from the dead? Not merely that he died, because everyone believes that. No, that's not the question. The question is, do you believe he rose? Because if so, you must follow him. Why? Because of the kind of death he died. He was lifted up in crucifixion. He was hung, as it were, on a tree, because according to the law of Moses, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And as Paul tells us in Galatians 3, Christ was made a curse for us, that we might be redeemed from the curse of the law. What kind of death he died? He died the kind of death where he would be lifted up. Consider the cruel irony in that. "My servant," said the prophet, "shall be high and lifted up." But the kind of lifting up that he experienced was lifted up not in honor, but in crucifixion. Why? So that he could bear the punishment that we deserved for our sins. I mentioned the serpent that was lifted up on the pole, the serpent in the wilderness, and Jesus had said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him might receive eternal life." And those words were immediately followed by the next verse where he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." The kind of death he died. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us so much that you gave your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that you loved us so much that you gave your life. And precious Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have loved us so much as to take the truths of redemption, the death and the burial of Jesus and the resurrection, and applied them to the lives of believers today, here in the 21st century. Lord, please help all those that hear my voice, all those who are here today, help us to believe not only that Jesus died, but that Jesus rose from the dead, from the kind of death that he died. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.